The first thing you need to do with this look is create the illusion that the hairline comes forward in a V-shape. So I'm going to be using a few pieces of red hair extensions that I had. So we're going to cut a few strands loose, and then with spirit gum, we're going to draw a V-shape right in the middle. Then strand by strand, we're going to start applying the red hair extensions. Now, you don't have to use red because we're going to spray the hair red afterwards, but it does help because it means there's a lot less to cover. So you want to do this in sections to get a really realistic hairline. Every so often, just dab the ends again with spirit gum to make sure that they're really firmly attached. Once I've finished, I'm going to be taking some red hairspray. Now, you might want someone else to help you with this because it can be quite tricky to do it by yourself. Tie the hair back. And I'm going to start covering the eyebrows. Now, this isn't the most effective method, but I don't really want to cover my eyebrows completely for this look, seeing as I'm going to be doing more of my own interpretation of the look rather than an exact copy. So taking the spirit gum, I'm just going to flatten out my eyebrows, and then with some concealer, I'm going to layer this on top, and I'm going to be using this to cover up the crevices. This isn't to cover the color of the eyebrows. Once you've applied the concealer, we're going to be using HD powder. Now, if you don't have a powder puff, you can just simply use a cotton pad. So make sure that you really press it into the brows. And we're going to be using two eyeshadows, one from Sugar Pill and one from Sleek. You're going to need two brushes, a smaller one to get into the areas like the ears, next to the nose, the eyes, and then a larger one just to cover large areas. Another method you can use to apply it much more thickly is using a sponge. So you want to rub it into the eyeshadow, and then quite literally, just blend it into the face. And this applies a lot more eyeshadow, but it can also be quite heavy on the skin. Line the eyes with a black eyeliner, and then taking some black eyeshadow, you want to apply it all over the lid, and slightly underneath, and then blend it out really well with a blending brush. Start bringing the colour down your neck, and now with a Barium lip paint, cover the entire lip. With a larger brush, we're going to start bringing it down the neck and down the arms. I'm not going to be making my whole body blue just because I want more of a gradient, almost as if our face was transforming first. So now the easiest part is actually using the lash glue, and you're going to be using different shapes. You want to create circles and also flicks, and the easiest way to do this is just to create a blob. And then pull the glue away sharply so that you get a flicked motion. Once you've applied the lash glue, you need to let it dry for about 20 to 30 minutes. Once it's dried, only then can you paint it, and you don't really want to risk painting it before it's completely dry. If you've missed areas like the ears or the hairline, go over it again with a thinner, smaller brush. And with a larger brush, you just want to dust some blue right over the tops of the arms. Again, I don't want a thick layer of blue, I want it to be more of a gradient. If you want to, you can even create some of the scales on the arms. So again, dots and then flicked motions. Once you're sure the glue has dried, we want to leave it for about 20 to 30 minutes to dry, but once it has, you want to take a black and blue lipstick, mix them together to get the right colour, and just paint the scales. And that's it, you're done.